This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Dean.
And Carmen.
And we've been talking about the Supreme Court through most of the night and various things that they are doing. It's surprising, indeed, that they would choose not to weigh in on qualified immunity, which is the doctrine that basically
protects...
You're
surprised?
In the current political climate, I am surprised.
It doesn't affect them.
I am surprised as well. It's a hot item right now.
The political climate doesn't affect them unless people are going to go to their house.
Well, maybe people should go to their houses.
Maybe they should.
One of their 9 or 10 beach houses, because I imagine they're quite wealthy.
Yeah.
So, it's unfortunate. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Larry calling from Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, I'm surprised how people have let this slip, what our government has just done to us. They have raped us and destroyed our way of life in this country, and now they're using colored people to say we need to start doing better for them. You know, I hate to bring this up, but the Nazis done the same thing under the guise of public health. What they done is they moved people to the ghettos and cut off all the utilities and everything. And then when it got bad in there, they had to come in and condemn. That's when they marched them out and put them in the cattle cars and took them to the concentration camps. So these people that have perpetrated this against this country, Dr. Fauci, and on a local level, all the health officers that are operating under guise of being actual doctors. They're not actual doctors. They're judicial officers. And what they've done is their orders have destroyed our country. They've destroyed our economy and everything else. So I think the same excuse they used at Nuremberg, the doctors used at Nuremberg, the clinical doctors, is that they were trying to advance mankind's outlook on health when they experimented on these helpless people for maybe a crust of bread or something like that. But
now, let me offer a counterpoint here, Larry. In the process of doing this, they also hurt the banks. So now I'm torn.
You can't hurt them. You can't hurt them because
they're
working with our money.
That's going to be the first bailout.
They have their own money. And let me tell you something. If they do get hurt, they're going to get bailed out. You can bet your life on that. But who's not going to get bailed out? My friends have lost their businesses and everything because of this mess. And they still have people going around looking stupid, even homeless people. Give some homeless third person a mask to put on, and he's going to do better. Or give him a test, and the test, the commercials are on now. Get a test for $90. We ship it to you. You don't need a doctor's order. I mean, people are so naive and think that things are going on the square when all they're doing is trying to back us into a corner so that they can get insurrection, so that they can kill off a bunch of us in the most gruesome kind of ways. But we're letting them get by, you guys, with what they've done to our country and what they've done to our economy.
I don't have a country.
Well, you know, you where you stay, where you're a resident. The thing about it is, if they destroy it, we're all going down right with it. So, Larry,
what's the next step? Where are we going after this?
We're going right straight to being broke and looking stupid and talking about America.
But not for the people who took that $1,200 and bought cryptocurrency and gold. I mean, they're not going to be looking stupid.
Probably.
Well, they're going to be looking. Well, you know what I say about all the stuff that you think you can have crypto on the Internet? The government knows everything about the Internet. Any move you make or do, the government knows everything that you do. So
not if we got Monero.
I mean, this is what end-to-end encryption is all about. They don't know everything. They're fighting to know everything, but they don't.
Yeah, they're kind of mad. They're stamping their feet about that.
They know about you, and they know your wants and your needs and what you have to have to live on and survive. And when they corner that market, like I'm seeing it now in all the stores, you look at one price on the shelf, and then when you get to the register, it's $2 or $3 more. I caught it 2 or 3 times.
Huh.
And that's what people, they're robbing people.
You know, sure you're not in Venezuela?
No, I'm here right in America. But what happens is they are not paying their employees. They're saying, hey, y'all get what y'all can. If y'all can shortchange, if y'all can raise the price maybe a quarter or something over what's marked on the shelf, then that pot will split that at the end of the week. That's your bonus.
That's a really cynical viewpoint.
No,
I don't think there's any evidence for it.
You know it's true.
I don't believe that to be true.
When I went into
what he's basically saying is, at the pizza place that you work,
he's saying
that you would be charging the customer extra just so you can screw people.
Yeah,
you can split
the profit with the owner or something.
It happened to me today. When I went in the basket.
No, Larry, what happened to you today was that you purchased an item that's shelf price hadn't been updated in the last week or two to replace
that's probably a mistake. Well, I want to say that, but it's happening too many times.
Some stock boy was dragging his feet, and he didn't put the sale price up or whatever it was. That's all it was.
I got a question for you guys.
Huh?
Okay, How old are you guys?
I'm 41.
Okay, next.
I'll be 40 soon.
Y'all millennials, man.
A millennial?
Why are you naive? What?
He's older than we are, so he's smarter.
Larry, thank you so much for the call. I would also point out that a lot of these places are probably short of stock staff and stuff who are supposed to do that at night.
You mean because of COVID, they're not coming to work?
Yeah.
Mm.
So, it may just be that they didn't have an employee
could be
there to do that.
Yeah,
not enough employees.
This is why, Larry, this is why you check your receipt every time. And you fight it, too, because usually if something is just blatantly mislabeled, you just tell them, apologize, mark it down, here's your discount.
Happened all the time. I used to work retail at Kmart down in Florida, and sometimes the system hadn't been updated with whatever the new price was, whether the new price was higher or lower, or, I forgot to take down the sale price from last week. The sale price was still up, so I'm going to honor the sale price from last week because I forgot to take it down,
Speaking of money, communities out-issue their own currency backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulating supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting the other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins, and each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world. And we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you also think freedom is important, well, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. And with all of these businesses like JCPenney actually going under because of the coronavirus
pandemic lockdown. I mean, they're going to close a couple hundred stores.
Okay.
They may be able to keep things rolling for some amount of time after that. I mean, Kmart still technically exists, even though they've closed an S-ton of Kmarts and, gone through bankruptcy, Sears as well.
I mean, with all of this going on, financial independence would seem to be in order for every single American. And the best way to do that is to stop using the government's money. Stop using.
No doubt.
And as Larry pointed out, they're going to corner the market on what you need and what you want and all of that. I mean, that's fine. Let them do that because I know that black markets are a thing. And if I want something and if I have some money that the government doesn't control, then I can buy that thing I want. I can be free even if the government doesn't want me to be, simply by not using their money.
It's a big factor. I mean, you won't be free because they can still throw you in a cage.
Sure.
But you won't be abused by their money system anymore. because
and I won't be feeding into things like war and bombs,
no doubt,
and all of those, and the police state in general. I won't be funding the police officer's pension when he kneels on George Floyd's neck and kills him.
Well, but you are, because you're still buying things at local businesses that pay taxes.
Right, but I don't have any control over that. And you know, when
that's
I
true.
And a lot of these businesses do accept cryptocurrency, and I can use it there and not pay taxes on that.
They're still paying taxes, though.
They are, but I'm not. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. Back with more of this.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DinoVite.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DinoVite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Get them on DinoVite right away while they're healthy.
Won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cronin.
And this COVID-19 crap has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what has not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience are not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are as fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email our sales manager, Matthew, at freetalklive.com. One more time, that's Matthew at freetalklive.com. Now, four St. Louis police officers, it would seem, have done a terrible thing, but before we get into that, actually, there was something else that I said before we got into that, and then we got into something else, so sorry, getting ahead of myself. Let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. So while the world has been distracted with COVID and unrest, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has been plugging forward trying to support pro-liberty bills in the legislature. And they don't find very many, but they found one that was voted on last week. And it is a bill to try and stop the authorities from using facial recognition software.
Okay, awesome. When I was talking to you a moment ago, you said a facial recognition bill. I immediately assumed the worst.
This is the opposite. It's, we can hope that it's the opposite. The Liberty Alliance thinks it is. And I guess it would prevent state agencies from using it. I couldn't find anything that indicated it would stop local governments from using it, but I haven't read the whole bill, and I could be missing something.
Well, if it's happening at the state level, I assume it would mean, like, the state police and things like that. I don't know to what extent they could actually say, you know, Keene PD can't use facial recognition software. I don't know. I would love that.
Yeah, I'm sure they could say that if they wanted to. It's not a home rule state. But what's interesting is the Liberty Alliance, they're looking for ways to make things seem more relevant than, you know, because these bills were, you know, probably submitted before the COVID thing even happened. And they were, and so they're kind of, in a sense, they seem dated in comparison to the things everyone's talking about today. But the Liberty Alliance pointed out that the statistics indicate these recognition software, they have a way of targeting black folks somehow. I'm not sure how that works, but apparently, they're more likely, it's just like a curse, you know, it does that to them apparently.
I was under the impression that the opposite was true.
Yeah, I don't think the technology is there to actually be able to read really dark faces. It's problematic.
Because I mean, I've read about this on the internet before about how, you know, these automatic sensor bathrooms are effectively racist because they tend to not work for people with darker skin tones.
Hmm.
So if something that simple doesn't work on black people,
well, it may be just that they're saying alert the police to any black person. In which case, the facial recognition software could do that.
It's right. Like a bad dog software, like those dogs that are trained to be racist.
I guess. I have not heard about those dogs.
I saw one when I was in East Texas.
A dog that was trained to be racist?
Yeah, it would go after black people. It was insanely evil.
Wow.
Well, Ridley.
Well, the dog wasn't. The dog wasn't, but the trainer was, I guess.
Yeah, the dog had been trained to be whatever the person, you know, trained him to be. Dave, thanks so much for the call. Keep us updated on that. I would love for some liberty positive news lately.
Mm.
And banning facial recognition software used by the state would be terrific.
Yeah, I wish we had some liberty positive news. I mean, it's tempting to say, hey, you can go to the bar again and, you know, drink, which you can do now apparently in New Hampshire again. But
you can. I went last night. It was so refreshing to see a bar filled with people.
But it's not refreshing from the perspective of the only reason the people are there was because they were told they could be there.
Yeah, that was not refreshing at all.
So it's really kind of sad to sit and watch what is a large number of people who wanted to be amongst other people, and now they can be, so they are. But they didn't do it previously.
Right.
And the bar owners certainly didn't go out on a limb and, you know, take any risks, not in New Hampshire. Well, we didn't have the equivalent of the Carl Mankey from Michigan who, you know, broke whatever the governor's orders were multiple times, ended up being fined and targeted by the state government, and then won in a 7-0 Michigan Supreme Court decision in his favor. Yep. We don't have a story like that here in New Hampshire because no one stood up like that that I'm aware of.
Hopefully, when round two comes,
mm-hmm.
The people would be so upset
that they won't put up with it.
They won't put up with it.
I hope you're right, but why would you have that hope after this one? What would make you think that after everybody
pissed off people who are like, no, you're not doing it again.
Yeah, but there's a difference between the individual and the individual business owner, right? So, you know, we went out and we did what we call nightcap, right? So the very first night that the governor,
I look forward to this Friday's nightcap, to going there and being there despite the fact that the bars are open.
Right. So we are going to keep it going, from what I can tell. But the idea was, Sununu, who's the governor in New Hampshire, said you can't go out, you know, stay-at-home order, can't gather with more than 10 people in any circumstance, blah, blah, blah. So that,
among other things you guys are doing that you're breaking other laws as well.
There are a few laws being broken,
yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, and so we
Which is nothing new in Keene.
Nothing new. Nightcap is nothing new. It's a decade-old event. But we brought it back for the purpose of violating the governor's orders, openly violating in the center of town, visibly violating the governor's orders. We've been to protests at the state capitol and violated the governor's orders with hundreds of people. And, you know, that hasn't been enforced because
we went to the freaking beach on Memorial Day.
That's right. We were only like five people that did it.
Yes, but we still did it.
But we did it. And the thing is, though, we don't have a license that the government gang can swoop in on and threaten.
Exactly.
Whereas all these business owners asked permission to do business, and so they have a license, and so they're all scared to death that the government's going to come in and pull their license from them, so they won't do anything.
And or insurance coverage that might drop them because they're not conforming with the with state code and state law.
Right. It's part of the rules. They got to follow the law.
There's a lot of money involved in these decisions that have been made all over the country.
So that's why it takes somebody like this old guy in Michigan. It's important to note, he was, I think he's 77 years old.
Yeah, he was pretty old.
The barber. So he's old enough to where he doesn't care anymore, right? Because if you're 70, 80 years old, you know, you're 77 years old, you know, if they ruin your business, well, you've already lived your life. You know, you put your best in, you had some successes, you had some failures, you made it to 77, and you went out on top fighting the government. Most of these other people, they see it as a total ruin, you know, the total ruining of everything they've put forth. You know, they've put all this effort into this business just to have it ruined by the government. They're just scared. They don't want to do anything, even though they're going to possibly go out of business anyway, like some of these gyms and restaurants and who knows who else, maybe banks.
I can't really fault them for that, but it's sad.
It is sad.
And I wish they would spend their energy creating some sort of legal loophole, like, we can do takeout, we can do takeout a mixed drink, so you get your mixed drink, you go down to Central Square, you have a good time,
you
come back
that,
an
though.
Hour later and get another mixed drink.
They can't, though.
Why can't they?
The liquor commission will show up and take their license.
But the executive order gave them permission to
only
sell
beers
mixed
drinks. And closed bottles.
Well, mixed drinks got added.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
855-450.
The governor says, you can do it.
Woo-hoo!
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Anarcho-Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After weeks of protests, beginning with the death of George Floyd at the hands of the Minneapolis Police Department, President Trump is signing an executive order that would change police department policies.
I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities.
The measure calls for increased training about the use of force and will build up a national database that tracks misconduct in police departments. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the measure doesn't go far enough.
Unfortunately, this executive order will not deliver comprehensive, meaningful change and accountability in our nation's police departments that Americans are demanding.
He also said a modest executive order will not make up for policies designed to roll back progress made in recent years. This is USA Radio News. The Senate and the House are considering proposals on police reform. One bill that's up for debate in a House committee this week is considered a non-starter in the Republican-led Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
"We're in the process of making a law, not just making a point."
He says a Republican measure drafted by South Carolina Senator Tim Scott will do that. GOP leaders say the bill will eliminate chokeholds, require officers to intervene to stop unacceptable use of force, and increase the use of cameras. A proposal from House Democrats would also limit qualified immunity as it protects police officers from any lawsuits. According to the White House, that's a provision that the president will not support. North Korea has bombed the inter-Korean liaison office on the border city of Gusong. The South Korean government expressed strong regret over the demolition of the office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and take control of the airwaves, 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I've got to be honest, ForkFest just completely snuck up on me, despite the fact that I've been talking about it at least twice a week for the last, 7 months. It still managed to sneak up on me. It's this coming Monday.
Yeah.
Is when it get unofficially ready. Starts. It coincides with PorkFest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the first week. It gets really confusing. But what you need to know is that you can join us from June the 29th, some of us from June the 22nd, but from June 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can just relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you want others to have. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. One more time, that's forkfest.party. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to ForkFest finally having live music, because the band with me, Captain Kickass, and Gray, who occasionally co-hosts the show, mm-hmm. is going to be performing at ForkFest. It's going to be...
That's cool.
Well, it will be live music. Let's just...
That'll be the best live music we've ever had.
Yep. Yes. But let's set that expectation now. It will be live music. That's about all I'm going to say about it. So let's go to the phones. We've got Jason calling from Colorado. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I am so happy tonight because I'm going to bring you some positive Liberty news from the land of Mr. Robot that's going to tie in with ForkFest. And we'll finally get to a would you rather question that's all.
Liberty news from the land of Mr. Robot.
I don't know what that means.
Mr. Robot is a TV series.
We're going to talk about a four-decade-old event. It takes place in the land of Mr. Robot, the geographic area.
What is the land of Mr. Robot?
New York City?
You're close. Coney Island.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. There's a news article today out of CNN that the four-decade-old Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest will go on despite the coronavirus pandemic.
With social distancing, I imagine, right?
I'm sure that, yes. Later in the article, they say that instead of the traditional 15 contestants all up there on the stage gorging themselves on hot dogs, they only have like five at a time.
Because nothing can be fun anymore. No one can get together and actually have a good time. And everything has to be lamified now. That's the new normal. Everything's lame. Everything's boring. Less interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to bet there will be no social distancing at ForkFest.
I sure hope there won't be. I think that there was some controversy over the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a centrally organized festival, where there were some people who were allegedly complaining because some people weren't going to wear masks. So apparently there are going to be some mask people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival if they show up, which basically the Porcupine Freedom Festival, from what I understand, is not going to enforce masks. So the people who are mad about
that's good, at least,
may choose to not show up at all. So it'll be interesting to see how many mask people there are there.
And you're not going to be able to eat a hot dog with your mask on.
Nope.
Okay, question for you. I just Googled the land of Mr. Robot. Nothing. What is the etymology behind that?
The hot dog eating contest since 1972 has taken place at Coney Island, and I believe that part of the Mr. Robot series takes place there, for those of you who've seen that.
Oh, that's very cool. Okay, there's plenty of Mr. Robot in the Googles.
Yeah, without any spoilers.
Don't, because it's on my list. I haven't watched it yet.
It goes into what Aria's talking about, her whole credit union and all that stuff, but let's not get too distracted from
it
that.
It goes into the Satanic Credit Union? Maybe I should watch this show.
That does not happen in the show.
No, not the Satanic Credit Union, but it does deal with the banking system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely does that.
All right, so what's your would-you-rather question?
Okay. So, well, first, can we talk about some of the grossness of the hot dog eating contest and then get to the...
I personally find it unappealing, but I wouldn't say it's gross.
The fact that they dip their whole hot dog in a cup of water before they start munching on it, it's disgusting.
Yeah, do you know what it's a 10-minute contest. 10 minutes. Do you know what the record is?
Probably like
I'm going to guess more than 100.
56.
No, it's 73, but that's pretty darn disgusting.
Wow.
Can you imagine jamming 73 hot dogs in your body?
And a lot of these competitors are little skinny guys. A lot of little skinny Asians.
Yeah.
I mean, if push came to shove, I could probably eat 15 hot dogs before I was just like collapsing on the floor.
Well, you might get your chance, Aria, because I have no desire
to participate in this.
What's the prize? What do you win?
A bag of hot dogs.
Imodium AD?
A lifetime supply of Nathan's hot dogs?
Buns? I don't know, Ian. That's a good question. All right, so on to the would you rather question. You can guess what part one is. So when you all get to ForkFest, there's two contests on the menu. Would you rather gorge yourself in a 10-minute Nathan's hot dog eating contest at ForkFest, or would you rather perform a 10-minute striptease with a brass pole, progressing to full nudity for at least 5 minutes?
I don't even know why you bothered to ask me this.
And I made this question up before I knew Aria was posting tonight.
Okay. All right.
I'll set this one out then.
Well, I mean, the striptease seems a lot easier than gorging myself on...
I don't know, free meal? I mean, what do I get for stripping in front of people?
Won't get indigestion, that's for sure.
Do they tip? No. I'm talking about, yes, just the tip. If there's money involved for the striptease, I might look at that. But as no, free meal versus tip.
So, Kona requests a clarification. Is there a reward for the striptease?
Yeah,
or for it, what is the reward for either of these contests?
If you're doing a striptease, there's a good chance someone's going to put some money in your belt.
Yeah.
Well, if you're doing a good striptease, you're not going to have a belt.
True.
For the sake of making a this sporting event, let's say 10.
Are you going to wear a garter for this?
What the worst? A headband with a feather in it.
10 Bitcoin.
10?
Give me that stripper pole, man.
Absolutely.
I would have done it for one.
I know, right? Yeah, I might do it for $100.
I didn't hear Ian. What did
I said,
Ian say?
I said the stripper thing would be probably a better choice than gorging however many hot dogs. Sounds like it'd be a lot more comfortable.
I would agree. Jason, thanks very much for the interesting question. That was a good one, man. A reward of 10 Bitcoins. So the competition is going to be fierce.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm-mm. So you would have to... Wait. So you would have to win the competition.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a core part. I mean, it's a competition. So how does that affect your decision, Conan? Would you rather take your chances with the stripper pole or with the hot dog?
And how are you graded? Is it on ability and or is it looks and or just... there'll probably be a lot of categories, right?
Let's ask Jason. Jason, are you still with us? Can you answer that question?
I'm still here. It's going to be hot dog eating contest is very clear. You either win or you don't based on the count. But with stripper, it would have to be based on the crowd, the crowd lore and all.
Right, right.
Okay.
Crowd voting. This is at Pork Fest. This is in a rainy tent with a brass pole.
Hold on. Is this at Pork Fest or the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Oh, I imagine that crossover date, right, that you have where most people are all there.
There's still different events.
I know, but there's the crossover, right?
They're not going to have a stripper contest at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's not going to be on the event schedule. It's a family-friendly event, and so the odds that they're going to be bringing anything like that around a family-friendly event are very, very low.
Yeah, it matters because I would get a much better reception at Forkfest doing a striptease than I would at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
You know what? Now that I think about it, since it's July 4th is the traditional date, and isn't that the end of Forkfest? It would be July 4th hot dog eating contest in the early afternoon, followed by the dance party, whatever you do, strip stuff at the end.
Cool. Jason, thank you so much for the call. Conan, any final thoughts on that? Which would you rather do?
It depends on the competition, and that's about it. I would make a decision after that, and I have to watch a lot of Roadhouse. Get my skills up.
What do you think? Should Conan perform a striptease? 855-450-3733.
He's already halfway there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Corn.
And I want to say thank you to Derek, who is tonight's amplifier. Now, he's a platinum-level amplifier, which means he chooses to give $25 per month to the AMP program. Derek, we can't thank you enough for that. Of course, we don't ask that. To join the AMP program that you can find at amp.freetalklive.com, all we ask is $5 per month, and that money is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote. Free Talk Live, hence his name, amp.freetalklive.com. It comes with a number of cool little perks like the AMP-only call-in line on Discord, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only chat room, also at discord.freetalklive.com. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, you want to help us reach a larger audience, be sure to check out the AMP program. That's the best way to do it. One more time, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And one more time, Derek, thank you so much. We hope you enjoy the show, and we hope you continue amplifying it well into the future. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got our favorite mouth-breathing dullard on the lines. James from Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Conan, the toilet paper delivery boy. I never figured you for a male-seeking female.
What does stripping have to do with... I'm sorry?
Trying to turn drag queen James on. Anyway, Minister Freeman, I don't know any Bible thumpers that don't think James DeMezzo should exist. But
who
there
the
certainly
hell
are
is James DeMezzo? Okay, first
Isn't
of all...
Isn't that your name?
No.
Did I pronounce your last name wrong? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
James.
not even that.
Like,
you're a jerk. James, your government...
Call me whatever you want, Minister Freeman.
James,
allow me to respond.
James, let me correct you first.
I'm a jerk.
James,
you're purposely screwing up this lady's name.
And you're a minister.
You're purposely screwing up this lady's name because you're very rude. You're a rude human being.
He's a dude that looks like a looks like a lady and sounds like a man and has a penis because he's a male, just like me. That he has
so you've seen the video,
self-actualization.
Huh?
Metapod is not
saying
is
that
not
I look like
fault.
A lady is the nicest thing anyone has said to me today, James.
James, may I ask you, may I continue my point about a so-called minister of peace and love?
No, not until you let me get this
I
out.
I don't know
James,
any Bible thumper
yeah,
that doesn't.
Stop. Yeah, James, you're on hold now because you're not going to stop. To correct you, your government has legally changed my name. My name is not James. So
I've seen the paperwork.
Yeah, I don't know how you wish to reconcile that with your insane worldview, but this is what the government that you support
exactly.
Did.
This is a very good point. James supports this system.
Yes.
You follow their rules and jump through their fiery hoops.
Well,
you will
extent.
Be appearing on the ballot, in fact, to prove.
Yes.
You know, in case he needs the evidence.
So it's so James,
ballot.
It's legal. What do you think about that?
Sheriff DeMezzo to you, buddy.
You're on
James,
now, James.
You can put words in my mouth. I've never mentioned the state. You just did. And then said that I support it, which I don't. Am I anti-state? No. But that's a totally different story.
If you're not against it, then you support
call,
it.
You call my views insane when you have a penis and call your and your friends there are calling you sheep.
The second
okay.
time he's talked to
me. I want to talk about Minister Freeman
James,
saying
can we
something
talk
about
this
Bible thumpers
you have
think
on
you
my
should
penis.
Not exist. Hey, James, I don't know anybody that doesn't think you should exist unless they are literally a potential murderers. Of which
what?
The God, the Bible thumpers believe in don't want to
give that a second
murder.
Shot.
But can I continue to speak without being interrupted on so-called Free Talk Live? On so-called Free Talk Live, where your calls take control of the airwaves. Again, you're not a
well,
good
not
person.
Well, not you've already done that. Aria. Now we're just allowing
call
you to continue.
I will call you Aria. From now on.
Have another drink.
I'll call
what
you
want?
Aria. But you're not a good person. You were literally as ugly on the inside as you are on the outside.
Wow.
But what I'm trying
just
to say about
you,
Mr. Freeman, speaking. I do not mince words. You're a complete loser and liar, Minister Freeman.
Sure.
Totally
that's how I got to where I am in life, by being a loser
oh, well,
and telling
Trump
lies.
Says the United States,
right?
And
that's where
Trump
I, that's how I got to have a nationally syndicated talk show on 190-plus radio stations, because I lied to everybody.
James, where are the mountain selfies? You said you're going to put mountain selfies in your little group. I haven't seen
wait,
any.
What group? Oh, you mean Discord?
The
Discord server?
Yeah,
the toxic user room
yeah.
for the most part.
Because I am still convinced that you going up this beautiful mountain, getting good exercise, should be cooling your guns, man. Should be cooling you off, and
chilling
yet you just
it's
chilling you out exactly. And yet you're just angry than ever. Are you on your mountain right now?
James, you're unmuted. Are you on a mountain right now?
You put me on mute and then call me angry and then accuse me of things that I've never done. And
I put
you
on mute because
angry.
You wouldn't shut
you're
up
lucky.
And other people were trying to
Conan,
speak.
Conan, you're lucky
see?
I haven't snapped your pencil neck teeth neck.
We're killing Jack things. Edgington.
Conan, what is his issue
I,
with
I
you?
I don't know, man. I think he's jealous.
He seems to hate you more than he hates anybody except maybe Mark.
It's because Johnson's not here anymore, so now I'm the whooping boy.
Or he's jealous of her nipple piercing.
Yeah, it could be the topless thing.
It might be that.
He seems to be unusually attracted to men.
He does have a weird fixation on my genitals.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
I don't want to know what that's all about. James, please keep my genitals out of your brain. Please do that. So anyway, on to non-stupid things, which is going to be difficult.
I've got a stupid thing. You want to hear a stupid thing?
I want to hear
a drive-in EDM festival coming to Cleveland.
All right, for the folks who don't know, describe an EDM festival.
It stands for electronic dance music. So some people might call it a rave, where generally people get together. Prior to COVID, people would come into a place, and sometimes they would be outside, sometimes like a camping festival kind of thing, with music, like stage and music and such. Sometimes it's indoors in a club or whatever, but the idea is DJs come, they play their music, people dance to the music, probably there's drugs involved, and everybody goes home, and hopefully they make it home without getting caught by the cops, and a good time is had by all. Well, now, according to News5Cleveland.com, a drive-in electronic dance music festival is coming to Cleveland this summer. The Kukui Music Festival has been held each year in Cleveland since 2016, but this year's festival will be much different. Instead of a pit in front of the stage packed with people, parking spaces will be the area where ravers dance to the live music.
In their cars?
In their cars?
Nope. Each ticket will include two parking spots. one to park your vehicle and the other as a designated dance zone or a rave parking spot.
Can you dance with significant others, people who are in your family?
If you bring them, you should be able to do that. The designated zones will have 12 to 14 feet of distance between each group of concert goers. No more than 8 people will be allowed in each group, said the festival. Attendants will be on site to direct concert goers into their designated spot, and maps with directions to on-site food and drink vendors, as well as restroom locations, will be provided, according to the festival.
Now, didn't EDM and just, I mean, the techno scene in general, the rave scene in general, originate as a sort of anti-rule following thing?
Yeah. It was underground for a number of years in warehouses.
And that's where, good point, Arya, because I think that's where it's going back. I think this is going to be the new.
What's going to have to?
It's going to be the new speakeasies,
where people get together in close proximity
and close down warehouses, and they get to sweat and breathe on each other like they did in the old days.
And that may be the case, and we may see a schism. The schism between the mask people and the free, no mask people.
Yeah, I told you that's what the Civil War is going to break out over.
It may be that
it's not going to be left versus right. No. Us versus government. It's going to be the mask people versus the anti-mask.
But I sent this to Renee, who is my ex-girlfriend, and she's a raver. So, we've been to a few raves together, and I said to her, oh, so lame, and gave her the link. She says, this is why Jesus changed his middle name to effing. So she's not happy about it either. Because this is not what a rave is supposed to be. Any kind of concert, whether we're talking about a rave or whether we're talking about a music show, if as a performer, if you don't have people in front of you enjoying your music that you're putting out, dancing or moshing or whatever it is that they're doing to it, headbanging, then it's not going to have the energy, the concert, the experience.
Yeah, you have to have the energy.
The rules will get
in the way of that.
Right. You as the performer won't feel any energy from the crowd, and vice versa. They won't have energy transferring back from the performers. And the same thing's going to be true here. It's just going to be so pathetic. I mean, I feel so sorry for anybody that actually submits themselves to going to this festival, because I would just feel so embarrassed if I were at this place.
Yeah,
I would be embarrassed to perform at this place as a DJ or a musician, and I would be embarrassed to attend. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. But this is it.
This is the new abnormal.
And ravers tend to be city people, and they tend to be lefties, so they're probably afraid of COVID, a lot of them, would be my guess. So that's probably going to go along with it.
Well, the lefty rioters aren't afraid of COVID.
That's true. It doesn't seem that way.
We are expecting concerts to basically be postponed until 2021.
Pathetic.
Yeah. Well, this has been Free Talk Live. If you like the show, head on over. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.